Once upon a time, Mark and Diane Britton sent their son Ben to study engineering at Cedarville University. Ben began attending Washington Heights Baptist Church. His college roommate was Patrick Dudenhofer, who also began attending Washington Heights Baptist Church. We'll get back to Patrick in a moment. While at WHBC, Ben fell in love with Ann Ruxager, raised at WHBC, and they married. Ann was a teacher at Dayton Christian School. She heard of an opening for a music teacher and told Sarah, Ben's twin sister, about it. Sarah took the position, moved to Dayton, and began attending Washington Heights Baptist Church. Sarah fell in love with Samuel. Her name is now Robertson, and now Sam attends Washington Heights Baptist Church, too. Patrick fell in love with Ben and Sarah's younger sister, Rachel, who became a Dudenhofer. Amazing, huh? Isn't that a great, great story? That is so fabulous. We are really excited to hear how God has gifted this family, and they have been using their gifts to serve the Lord. I hope you know that. Those of you who are around Awana know that Ben and Patrick and the entire family is involved in Awana. You've seen them in choir and praise band and praise team and singing and playing and serving the Lord with their talents. And it's really, really wonderful to have them have their mom and dad here and the siblings and all of that sort of thing. So we're excited. So let's usher this night in with a word of prayer as we ask the Lord to bless our time. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the Britons, the Dudenhofers, and all of the kids and moms and mom and dad, as they've gathered together in order to serve you, to praise you, and to glorify your name with us here tonight. We're excited to hear how you have gifted them, but better yet, we're excited to hear how they are using their talents to praise and glorify and honor you. And we want that to happen here tonight, Lord. So we ask that you would walk before us. Allow all of the music and all of the words that are said here tonight be an honor and a glory to you. And we thank you for the gift of music. We thank you for your love and grace and mercy. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Charlie. We appreciate that introduction. For those of you that don't know who in the world I am, I'm Mark Britton. I'm the guy that was talked about at the beginning of that little announcement. And my three children that attend Washington Heights here are just really blessed to have a church family like this, and Diane and I would like to say thank you for your ministry to them. And there's something special about the church here and the connections that there are to spouses. And I just want you to know that I have three left, and they are with us tonight. And if you can figure out who they are, one is actually eligible. So that would be fine. It would be interesting to see that happen. But anyway, thank you for the kind invitation to come, and we just are going to do a number of things tonight. Our family has traveled with Awana clubs in northern Michigan for about 15 years, as Diane and I have been missionaries with Awana in that area, and our pleasure has been to be able to use the musical talents that he's given to us to kind of enhance our ministry. So we're going to do a number of things tonight. We'll sing together. We'll play some instruments. We'll even hear from the grandkids and things like that. So we trust that you would be encouraged in your walk with God. We don't really have tremendous abilities to wow anybody with, but we do want you to know that we love the Lord, and we want to use this music as an expression of that love and an encouragement to you. We have a theme verse that we used in Awana. It was from Isaiah 40:31. It talks about my strength comes from being renewed in the Lord. I'm just going to rest and let Him renew my strength. And we found that to be so so true in the ministry, especially that you can't conjure up a spiritual energy. It's something that you have to just rest in the Lord and allow Him to accomplish for you. And this first song we're going to sing is the song that we sang together in many, many churches called Wings as Eagles. And it talks about, walking and not being weary, running, not becoming faint, and just staying strong in service for God. So we trust you'll be encouraged by this. And we're going to ask the family if they'll come. We're going to start with this song. Each of the pieces that we would sing or play for you tonight would be prefaced by a little explanation and by various ones here in the family. So that is our preface to this first song called Wings as Eagles.
Yes, Jesus well with this song, and it's from Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
I did teach at Dayton Christian for 8 years. Some of them seemed long, waiting for God to bring Ben into my life. But now I have my own special classroom right at home with my four kids, homeschooling, Caleb, yes, in kindergarten, and Hannah in preschool. And Lydia likes to join us at the table, too. She's 2 years old, and Daniel is 6 months. I'm very thankful to be a part of the Britton family now.
Is Christ Arose, and we like to emphasize the gospel, especially working with Awana and the kids, and this speaks to Christ's death and resurrection, which is the heart of the gospel. If you would like to see the words, they're also hymn number 216 in your hymn books.
Thank you. eligible one, as my dad would put it. We're going to be singing a song to you entitled Almighty Unchangeable God, and I'd like to share with you Psalm 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
Good stuff.
It was fun. And the song is Ask
a question, a very important question. It says, are you washed in the blood? The most important question anyone can ask, and they need to ask themselves, have you accepted Christ's death on the cross as the price for your sin? Have you asked him into your life? Have you trusted him as your personal Savior? And once you've done that, the song then asks a couple of other questions. Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you resting each moment in the crucified? And I think this song shows a little bit of our enthusiasm for how grateful we are that we've been washed in the blood.
Got a chance to meet me. I am Samuel Robertson, and I'm the lucky individual that stole this amazing woman from the Britton clan. Tonight, Sarah and Mark will be performing All Your Anxiety Medley, consisting of Peace, Peace, Wonderful Peace. This is a hymn in our hymnals. If you have one of your blue hymnals right here, it is going to be page 418. I would like to read for you the first verse and then the chorus of this. If you're not familiar with this song, is there a heart or bound by sorrow? Is there a life weighed down by care? Come to the cross, each burden bearing. All our anxiety, leave it there. All your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden he cannot bear, never a friend like Jesus. Thank you.
I do want to thank you, Mark. I think you've got something going here. I've been to a lot of conferences, a lot of seminars, read a lot of books. I've never heard of outreach dating before, but I think it could be a whole program. I think you've got a book in it for sure, maybe a conference or two. You know, you could do real well with that. I think you all know that we did the wedding for Samuel and Sarah down here, and when we were doing the initial premarital discussions and counseling and all, you know, Samuel said, you know, Mark's a bit of an intimidating guy, and going there and asking about marrying Sarah was tough, he said, but it was nothing like the audition. That was the hard thing.
Romans 12:1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Rachel and I are going to sing a song titled I Surrender, which we actually sang as a choir here at Washington Heights, I think last year. The words in it are very powerful. And it reminds me of another song I'm sure most of us are familiar with. I've decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. And so please listen to the words of this song as it talks about surrendering to God and His will.
Depth of all I dream, in the fruit of all my labor, you alone will reign supreme.
In my joy and in my sorrow, in my gain and in my loss, in my plans for each tomorrow, I will glory.
I surrender.
crown him with many crowns. I was thinking this week, as I was watching the debate, how our world, or even the U.S., is so in debt. And it's comforting to know that after this life ends, after we are all gone, after it is all said and done, those who have trusted Christ as their Savior, we have nothing to worry about. We have a Lord who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. So I would just trust that you would listen carefully to the words of this song as she plays it. And hopefully it will comfort you as well.
Thank you. to me by Mark Averett. Mark, are you in the house? Was it your father who was the flutist? Okay. Well, Mark's father was apparently a very accomplished flutist, because after he passed away, Mark gave me this big stack of flute music so I could expand my flute library. And in it was in this little gem, the Boston Commandery March, which was written by Thomas Carter in 1942. So we're going to kind of mix it up now and do some American march music. But what makes it unique is it's not just your typical march. It's blended with Onward Christian Soldiers, which I unfortunately do not have the chance to play. Dad's going to play that, and I'm going to try to keep up. So I hope you enjoy Onward Christian Soldiers.
To say it's really a pleasure to be able to share with you these things. This evening we have just a couple of more songs to finish the evening with. But I'd like to say to my children, thank you for hanging in there all these years and putting up with pushing and more lessons and all of that. Just appreciate it so much. But I'd like to play a number on the piano that mixes two songs together. The first one is called Rescue the Perishing, an old hymn that speaks to the responsibility of believers to share their faith with others. You know, that's why we're here, right? We're not here to congregate and fill pews and be comfortable with sermons given to us week after week. But we've been called to service, we've been called to action, we've been called to share our faith with others. And it truly is a motivating thing to think that there are people who are perishing who need to be rescued. And you have the news that you could share with them that would make the difference for all of eternity. Think of how the ledgers of heaven can be different as you share that good news of the gospel. Well, that gospel message is centered around a work that our Lord Jesus Christ did on a lonely hill called Calvary. And on that hill, long ago, there stood an old rugged cross that your Savior and mine bled and died on, so that we can be rescued. And we don't have to be perishing, but we have the hope of eternal life in heaven. Isn't Romans 6:23 such a wonderful verse? Reminds us of the terrible consequence of sin. The penalty of sin is death. And as I like to tell my Awana clubbers, that's not the kind of death where you just stop breathing and they put you in a box and you go some 6 feet under the ground. although that's part of it. But that death is an eternal death. It's separation from God because sin cannot be in his presence, and sin is what we are. But the last part of that verse is so good because it talks about a gift. The gift of God is eternal life, not by something we accomplish on our own, but by our Lord Jesus Christ and what he accomplished for us on our behalf on the cross. So I just would encourage you to reflect on those thoughts as you listen to these words of rescue the perishing and then the old rugged cross that's mixed with it.
She doesn't want to share the mic. I'm the mom, and I'm the one that made them practice, but we're just thrilled to be here, and I just want to say there's such a blessing to see your children grow up and marry godly spouses, and then to raise watching our grandchildren being raised and learning God's word and hiding their hearts is such a special blessing. And I'm just so glad that God's using them where they've been planted, which is here and elsewhere across the country, but just thrilled to see what God is doing in their lives. Our last song is going to be The Lamb of God. So much history and sacred ritual were part of the Passover. Through it, Israel commemorated that amazing night in long-ago Egypt when the blood of a lamb saved lives and demonstrated both God's power and his mercy. The day Jesus laid down his life He became the Father's Passover lamb sacrificed for us.
Father.